a diabetes breakthrough.
Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here.
It's the great Christmas debate here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing out there, America? Have you bought your tree yet, or did you drag it out of the attic? Fake or real? Boy, this is really taking off. I'll tell you what. Ginger in Tennessee, Billy in Kentucky, and Joe in Connecticut basically think I'm all wet on the theory that you have to have that great-smelling Christmas tree in the house. They've opted for the artificial kind. So they jumped up the totals in our little poll. The fake side now has 30, the real just 16. See, this is why I'll never have plastic surgery. I guess I just like things to be real. I don't know about that bunch from Connecticut, Kentucky, and Tennessee. How about you? If you want to weigh in on our fun little frivolous debate, feel free to do so. You can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. We're keeping tally here. Or you can jingle these numbers, 800-259-5791. I stand by my take that if you get a real tree, if nothing else, yes, needles are on the floor and you have to pick them up and vacuum them up and all that stuff. And yes, it's a little bit of a fire hazard, but so is an artificial tree because of the lights anyway. You can mulch the tree and it helps the environment. I've had a couple of environmentalists jump on me, which I would think they would say real would be okay. I mean, unless you're chopping down every forest that you see, but you have Christmas tree growers. That's what they do. Christmas tree farms. So they plan for the Christmas tree crop and then they replenish. They've been doing it in families for years in Oregon and in Washington State, let's say. No debate here. Big story today, but this is a story that we've heard for a very long time. Crazy strip searches by the TSA. Is it nonsense? Is it really happening? Is it exaggerated? Or is it ridiculous? Pick any of those or whatever you want to use to describe it. But here's the deal. Three older women, and there have been all kinds of reports about this, say that the TSA agents made them pull down pants and underwear and all this kind of stuff. Then the TSA will make a statement saying that the agents, it's always this kind of a statement, the agents just followed protocol. The latest thing is that you had two women in their 80s who were definitely on the defensive this week, and they decided to go public because they were humiliated during screenings in a private room at JFK. One of the women claimed she was forced to lower her pants and underwear in front of an agent so that her back brace could be inspected. Another said agents made her pull down her waistband to show her colostomy bag. That's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. What kind of protocol is that? Really? Are they mad bombers, you think? Think somebody accidentally gave them something, told them to carry it, planted it on the colostomy bag? Come on. That's ridiculous. Or on the back brace. This is just stupidity. This is just stupidity. What else can we say about this? And I believe them. I don't think this is exaggerated. There have been too many claims of these things happening, taking them back to the room and that kind of stuff. And the TSA always says, like I mentioned, it's protocol. This is what we do. They're following procedure. But I have to say that with our population aging, we're probably going to have more reports of that. And, of course, people have medical devices. They have rods. They've got different things that have been inserted into their knees, whatever, their hips, the hip replacement, the prosthetics, basically. You have pacemakers, any kind of artificial knees or hips, that kind of stuff. So we're getting older. We're trying to keep ourselves together. And, of course, a lot of surgical procedures It's a security issue, setting off the metal detectors. There has to be a better way to do this. Can you get a note from your surgeon with your picture on it where he signs it and says, this is why this is being set off? We have, instead of a national ID card, you have a card that you carry with you that has a litany of all the things that you've had repaired just in case a metal detector should go off. Or you have to be wanded and some kind of implanted defibrillator or something else has to, you get the pat-down situation because it sets everything in motion. Because you hear the beep, beep. That's embarrassing to do this to the respect, the lack of respect we have for older people anyway. And, 80s, 88 years old, being pulled aside, asked about, one woman says she was asked about the bulge in her pants. She had the bag. They have those bags, the colostomy bags, the colonoscopy bags, and other things. Come on, give me a break. Does anyone else think that's just ridiculous? Of all the things that slip by and slip through and all the people, we can't profile, but please let's harass any of the elderly people going through. And you have the TSA guru, chief, dude, whatever you want to call him, John Pistoli, who says they're just trying to train screeners to quickly identify medical devices like catheters to save people from that embarrassment. And he's saying that they might prefer for senior citizens to go through, screening lines. How about if this? Eventually it comes down to this. If you've had work done, this line. If you're what we call a gray goat, you've got this line. If you're a child, 3 to an infant, this line. It's just silly. Stupid. It's dumb. We won't profile. We won't do that. Or we say we won't do that. You got to look at that human behavior. And then you've got all these older people having these problems. And I don't think they're made up. I don't think it's true that the TSA, that what they'll come out and they say they didn't do it. They did. It's on the record. It's there. Clearly it's there. Listen, the ACLU, not that I jump on board with half of what they defend, but I'm jumping on board with this one. This is a privacy question, big time. This is an invasion of privacy when you have to strip. When these people have to strip, they even have a group. They have an advisory committee, like 70 disability groups to try to help with the screening techniques. They're not meeting enough, or they're not doing something to make this happen faster. Any of these women should not have been subjected to that. It's a boondoggle when you go through the security checkpoints. Because you don't know who's going to be there screening you and who they're going to pick off the line. Who they're going to pick off the line and what they're going to do to them just because the thing is set off. Awful, 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 stupid. That whole agency needs to be revamped. But this is an old thing that we've talked about. So this is just more of the same, more evidence, more testimony to the fact that it's just not right. What do you think? If you want to weigh in, please do. 800-259-5791. We're talking TSA and politics coming up around the bend.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Oh, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
All right, we have politics of a different sort here on the show. Politics of whether or not to do a debate with one of the wealthiest men in America moderating, or the politics at play at a university like Penn State, where we now have another accuser stepping forward. First, Donald Trump decides he's going to moderate a debate. Why not? He is the master of spin, the master of coverage and everything else. He gets the headlines. He knows how to reel it in. December 27th, he will be doing a debate that's going to be on ION television. Many of you probably get that on your cable networks. Look for it. It's I think it's across the board. I don't know where it's not on, but I think it's offered free across America. Anyway, the Donald is saying, of course, he's the moderator of this. He's excited about it, blah, blah, blah. And afterwards, he's going to pick who he's endorsing. Mitt Romney said he's not going to be part of this because he doesn't feel, in one sense, he doesn't feel as though this is a serious attempt at a debate with Trump being the moderator. And, of course, also talking about his schedule being jammed with all those other debates that have previously been scheduled. John Huntsman says that his feud with Donald Trump is going to be over anytime soon, especially on the question of whether the Republican presidential candidate tried to meet with the real estate guy to seek his endorsement. Huntsman saying he called his office one time, and that's when he got out of the race, as did Tim Pawlenty, as well as a gesture of what he's calling kindness. Trump says Huntsman was sniffing around for more than that. And Trump says that every candidate has come up to his office, and they don't want money. They want an endorsement. That's what they're looking for. He says that he turned him down in a nice way, and then this is what happens. Huntsman says that Trump moderating a presidential debate is a joke. He said the president of the United States of America is beyond reality shows. Ba-dum-bump. So you'll have two or three people go on, and then Trump will weigh in terms of who he thinks he wants to support. This is about politics, the politics of show business. He has a point. I think it is about the politics of show business, like I said, but it's going to get big coverage, probably. I will be curious to see those ratings because of the network it's on, ION Television. It's 1 week, though, before the January 3rd Iowa caucuses, so that's pretty big. And Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and certainly are attending. Huntsman and Ron Paul are not going to go, and then there's some others that are trying to decide whether or not they can do this debate. Trump is talking about what I've been talking about, the fact that this is valuable for any candidate because it's going to be good entertainment and you're still going to have a real debate and it's a ratings bonanza. And if it's a ratings bonanza, that's more coverage for the candidate. It's interesting because Arizona Senator John McCain, who was, of course, the 2008 nominee, Republican presidential nominee, said he thought that the people running are so preoccupied with attending debates, they're not focusing on the races. So he said Trump's debate wouldn't add any of the objectiveness of being nominated. And, you know, it's their decision, but it's on an obscure network, which is the ION network, what I said. And is it the best use of their time? I agree with that. I mean, I agree with the decision of Romney not to go and Ron Paul not to go. Because it, you know, why waste that time when you're so close to Iowa and New Hampshire? You need to be doing things there. Now, even Karl Rove, the master of the art of spin and getting someone elected, and of course a Fox News contributor guy now, is criticizing it, saying Trump knows that the controversy is only helping his cause, and it's just going to make. You know, it is true. It's just going to make the debate more interesting to some people, maybe have some people flip over to it. And it certainly, him as the moderator and what he'll say, I think, could be intriguing. And it is like a reality television show. It is. Because right after the debate, he's going to endorse somebody. You know what it reminds me of? In a little bit of a different way, remember when LeBron James was on ESPN, and the whole idea is he was going to say, he was going to announce on the air, and he was raising money for charity, but he was getting people to tune in because he was going to announce where he was going to go at the end of the hour that he was there, whether it was going to be Miami or stay with Cleveland or New York or wherever it was going to be, so that people would pay attention, and then eventually he, of course, chose Miami. So this is the same thing. It's like a beauty pageant. Everybody gets to show off their wares. And at the end of it, Trump endorses somebody. It goes to what I've said. How much weight do you put on an endorsement? I got to think that some of you listening to me, maybe you're hardworking people. You're driving a truck across the nation. You're working at a job where you're pushing paper somewhere in a third shift office. You're working in a hospital. I know that there are a lot of nurses that listen to ATN. There's a lot of the police officers around the country that are just on the beat right now, and you might be tuning in, you might have me on. So that's the question. How many of you really care if Donald Trump endorses Newt Gingrich or who he endorses? Will it matter that much to you? Does it matter that much to you? Say, oh, well, Donald Trump likes the guy. Well, that's what I'm voting for. I think when you have, and I've already said this, when you have a heavy hitter in the party, that might make a difference, maybe, because they have people that will follow them. They have their Trump cards, so to speak. But Donald Trump, I don't know. I mean, he absolutely knows how to get attention, like I said. But is it the kind of attention the candidate needs? And is it the kind of attention that's going to get them votes? Because, for goodness sake, it's about getting the votes, isn't it? Of course it is. So we get the votes with this. All right, the new accuser stepping forward in the state scandal. This is about politics, in my opinion, too. The politics of a university that kept quiet during this whole thing. So you have a 19-year-old guy who's now filing a complaint with the state police saying that he too, was sexually abused by Jerry Sandusky after the coach gave him liquor on the campus in 2004. The client, who doesn't want to be known, went to a law firm, Charlie Schmidt is the lawyer's name, a couple of weeks ago after Sandusky was charged with abusing eight boys over 15 years. And he's saying he suffered one incident of abuse and involuntarily it led to sexual intercourse at the hands of Sandusky, and that it happened on the Penn State campus in the football facilities. So if that's, so let's say this one's, this is another allegation. That's 2004 that that happened. Joe Amendola, who is the attorney for Sandusky, is saying that the allegations that, you know, he's unfamiliar with that. He's never heard anything about it. So I think they're going to start to see many more kids, guys, because they're not really kids, come forward, and they're going to spill their guts about things that have happened. Who knows at the end how many people were talking about, how many people. And so six men whose testimony to the grand jury contributed to the report detailing allegations against Sandusky are going to testify next week. And that'll be interesting to hear. It will be interesting ultimately to see how this plays out, because they're testifying at a preliminary hearing. And this is going to, I mean, some of this is going to start to all pour out, things that people don't know, because it's 40 counts right now of child sex abuse. And they say he met with his victims, as we know, through the charity that he founded, How Convenient, a little feeder system for at-risk kids, the Second Mile. He's saying he's not a pedophile. He's going to fight the charges, blah, 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 blah. You know, we're just hearing that character on the Peanuts. Wah, wah, wah. He is one of the most reviled men in this country right now. You know, we can say innocent until proven guilty. In this country, you get the right to a fair trial. But let's just say when we talk about where there's smoke, there's fire, the house is burning down on this one. And shame, shame, shame on Penn State. I think it's going to continue to damage them even more. Coming up, we're headed to Bad Boys. Yeah, our Bad Boys segment. Oh, this is a good one. You're going to love it. One of the stars of 30 Rock. Oh, so bad on a flight.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree spray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Well, the ultimate bad boy this time around has to be Alec Baldwin. And we're not talking about politics, Baldwin threatening to move someplace else again if a Republican should beat the current president, Barack Obama. This time the 30 rock star was kicked off an American flight in the afternoon in Los Angeles because he refused to turn off his cell phone. Baldwin said on his Twitter that a flight attendant on American Airlines reamed him out for playing Words with Friends while we sat at the gate, not moving. He was on board Flight 4, which was delayed an hour when he was thrown off for not listening to the woman in charge, the flight attendant. It was going to JFK. Baldwin says, at the 3 o'clock American flight, the flight attendants already look smarter, he says. His tweets were actually funny. There were a couple of them. The last one he said is, the last flight with American, where retired Catholic school gym teachers from the 1950s find jobs as flight attendants. Wow. So the American Airlines folks say they are looking into it, and the FAA told the Los Angeles Times if American Airlines chooses to file a complaint, there could be an investigation and Baldwin could be fined. Ooh, good thing he's making all that do-re-mi from his hit television series and all those commercials that he's doing. So his agent released a statement just saying that he was doing that. He was playing Words with friends. So the other passengers were stuck on the plane, and they quickly were tweeting about it after it happened. That's the brilliance of Twitter, isn't it? Somebody else was on their phone. So he eventually, by the way, made it back to New York City. He's not the only bad boy. There's one other one quickly to mention, because you wonder if this isn't a stunt. Mark Zuckerberg, low on the personality charts, but high on the money meter, certainly. He's the kid behind Facebook. His private Facebook photos were revealed, showing that there was a security glitch that allowed access to his personal pictures. So some Facebook users used a security loophole to get to those pictures. And some of the images showed him at home with his girlfriend. He's at his $7 million house in Palo Alto, all that kind of stuff, out in the backyard with a plate of French fries and other foods and other stupid things, sitting there with his dog and whatnot. Do we really care? Except for I wonder if this wasn't somehow intentional. I'm just saying. And then there naturally was a picture of Zuckerberg in a suit. You never see him in a suit. He was in a suit talking with President Barack Obama. And Steve Jobs, the late CEO of Apple, was also in that photo. So he makes bad boys because I think that they allowed that to happen. They wanted to kick up some dust and get some headlines. And so they made it happen and let the pictures leak out, let's say. All right, let's take a few calls here on America Tonight. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Has Sandusky ever come out of the closet, or does he deny he's gay?
He's denying everything. He's just saying he likes, he's denying anything. There's no gay, there's no pedophile, there's no nothing. He's saying he just likes kids, period.
Well, there's a lot of gay guys that are married to, a lot of gay guys are married to women. So, I mean, just because he's married to a woman doesn't mean he's not gay. But anyway, Kate, you know, I guess we know what Herman Cain's 9-9-9 policy stands for. 9 women in Florida, 9 in Georgia, 9 in South Carolina. You know.
Ba-dum-bum.
Anyway, I heard that. I know it's a lame joke, but I like lame jokes. I heard that joke today. But anyway, have you got your shares in the Green Bay Packers yet? Are they common shares or preferred shares that you can buy in the, this would be a company that owns the Green Bay Packers. Do you know whether that company owns anything else besides the Green Bay Packers?
As far as I know, just the Green Bay Packers. And you could get a piece of it. There are people that have done that in the past.
Is that
so
common?
How cool. It's common.
It's common. So you get to go to vote at the annual meeting? Because I think with preferred shares, the dividends are a little higher, but you don't get to do anything, do you?
Here's the problem with it. There would have to be some restriction on it, because you certainly couldn't have everybody voting at the annual meeting, if you want to call it that. Yeah. That wouldn't be possible. You couldn't have all those people, because so many people have a chunk of Green Bay, if you will.
Yeah, you'd have to rent a big football stadium. To rent a $100,000 football stadium for the annual meeting. Anyway, Kate, you know, I just heard today that Madonna is going to perform the halftime music at the Super Bowl. I'm really looking forward to watching the 1986. Is Jim McMahon and the Chicago Bears going to be there? is this the 1986 Super Bowl or the 2011 or the 2012 Super Bowl? You know, why on earth don't they give that job to a young band that needs the money and the exposure? Does Madonna need the money?
She doesn't need the money, but she likes the exposure. But I catch what you're saying. I get your drift. It is crazy. I said this. The Material Girl is really an 80s icon, as you say, making the reference to the Super Bowl Chicago Bears. I don't get it. We don't get it. I don't understand why they didn't have a more cutting-edge performer there. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you know, they could give it to a young band that needs the money and needs the publicity, and you know, because 95% of the men who like Madonna are gay, and the women that like Madonna are a day older than God. So who are they appealing to?
Al, you were great tonight. You were very funny. Tip is in the back of the room. Thanks, Al. By the way, the Green Bay Packers too. You could get, it was their fifth stock offering, so the shares were $250. And the money actually that goes up is going to be used toward Lambeau Field. It's $143 million. They hope that that's what they need to get the field a makeover by 2013. I think it'd be pretty cool. I mean, of course, if you are a huge Packer fan, what a great thing that is. I mean, it's just Packer fans are rabid. So to be able to have a piece in your mind of Green Bay is pretty cool. I mean, they had offerings they've done this for a long time. The first time they did it was 1923. And the first three times saved them from bankruptcy. How about that? All right, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, you buy shares of Green Bay, do you get a picture of Brett Favre's private parts?
You guys are also funny tonight. No, you get a little cheesy stock certificate.
Oh, I didn't know. Hey, do you get a letter from the Republican headquarters? You have to be nice to Obama now.
That have to be nice to him now.
Yeah, they sent out to all Republicans. I guess all this hate speech and trying to demonize, you know, they ain't working. So.
Well, you know what? If they think negative, if negative isn't working, then of course that's the strategy is to go in a different direction.
Yeah,
but so. I think it's too early to call that because we're just heading into 2012.
Yeah, well, they sent out a letter out to all Republicans to not be trying to write him down or make fun of him or anything like that. So. What's Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Palin going to talk about then?
Hey, talk is all about opinion. They're not going to go off of any letter that anyone sends to anybody. Are you kidding? Some people think that Rush Limbaugh drives the Republican Party. Remember, people have talked about that before.
The Democrats want to tie him into the Republican Party. So that's going to sink them. But I see, Romney now, when he was governor, when he left the state, he took all his computer with him. What's he trying to hide?
Well, he had it cleaned. He had it erased, any of the memos or whatever.
Yeah, everything. 4 years or something he's trying to hide.
He did the whole time. You're right. Everything that he had done, absolutely.
Yeah. He can have girlfriends and wives because he's a Mormon. You know, they can have sister wives, so, you know.
I don't think a woman thing, has never been accusations about any kind of woman thing with Romney, but, you know, he's getting attacked, of course, for the health care legislation in Massachusetts. So what kind of emails or notes or things were sent then and anything else tied to legislation that he was working on, anything that might be controversial, whatever, anything he would say in an email. This is why I said this the other day. Hey, you can say what you want about George Bush, but when he was president, guess what? He didn't send any emails.
Yeah.
Because they're records, public record.
Yeah, Romney can have wives and girlfriends because he's a Mormon. So.
That's not widely accepted. The idea of polygamy would not get him elected, I can tell you that. And I don't think anything with girlfriends would get him elected either. But I don't think that's at all in his background. That's never, ever, ever. There's nothing that's ever been there with Romney in that. I mean, really,
Herman Cain was for that.
Yeah, but was Herman Cain completely pure that nobody thought? He was a business guy. He never was involved in politics. Remember, Romney ran for office of governor of Massachusetts and won. So there were plenty of people that were looking for things on Mitt Romney when he was running in Massachusetts, and they didn't find it. Thanks, Rick. Anybody else want to jump on? 800-259-5791. All aboard the ATN train. Real or fake? How about those trees? We actually have more numbers. I'm going to get to them next.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit.
which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
In 1965, there was a sound. Tremendous sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. And a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama. I get your fantasy. Got a brand new bag. Do the jack. Don't be ashamed. You know you have got. Do the monkey. Your fat tail. Jump a jack. To lay the out here. Water.
A couple of quick reminders here from ATN. Don't forget about Nail the Score, third hour on Friday morning, because the NFL season is certainly dwindling down, just like the politicians on the Hill. The 16th is when everybody's supposed to leave again for the holidays. Senator Harry Reid threatening that, no, we must stay, and we have business to attend to, things that we have to finish, because what's always the threat in the air at the end of the year? That the government will shut down. Why? Because, geez, they never have a budget. They're struggling with the whole deficit issues again. And, of course, the extended payroll tax cut is a biggie. And we've been dealing with this for weeks now. I think I've heard people say it 10 different ways, but it all adds up to the same thing, a bunch of nonsense, because they don't even have any clue where they would pull the money from. And what will happen is each day a new plan comes out, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, and they say, we have a way to pay for this. What's the way? If they would just cut, then they wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. But we can't go backwards. We can only go forwards. Meantime, there is the huge, heavy drone soap opera that is playing out in Iran. It's quite clear that Iran is ready to get it on. A little bit of a saber rattle coming in the direction of the U.S. So will the U.S. actually send some commandos, if you will, into that country to get back our property? We're talking about a whole bunch of money that we lost in the drones. And supposedly there's a little special museum for some of our hardware, military hardware, that the Iranians have gotten in the past. I say it's time to cut the crap and get serious with Iran. Sanctions be damned, because they don't work for my money. 20 times we've done the sanction thing and thrown in with other countries on this. And hey, you don't have the key players, China and Russia. They just aren't on board with this anyway. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, hon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I just figured I'd let our listeners on WICC get a taste of my big mouth on 600 on AM dial here in New York area.
Go ahead. Go for it. I love it. What do you want to sound off? What's your beef this time?
Did you see the Wall Street Journal today about, because of everything, the shenanigans going on in Pakistan, that they have to drop airlift fuel for the supplies for the troops?
Because they booted us out.
Roads being blocked and blown up.
Yeah.
Roughly costing them $400 a gallon to deliver fuel.
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole article in the journal, so I don't have it in front of me, but I'm just, we have to support the people that are in harm's way, but how long is this going to go on? And I thought that we were effectively broke. Now, I don't know if you've been scanning the internet about all the explosions and the top nuclear people being killed in Iran.
Yeah.
You know, they're lining us up. I thought we were broke. How do we continue with this, with Libya and Iran, possible with Syria, and the Russians are back in Syria because they have a port in Syria, apparently. You know, they have a naval port for the Russians in Syria. And China's come out and said that if you guys attack Iran, it's basically, the translation was, you know, you're looking at World War III. Do people understand what the machinations that are going on around the world? I mean, I'm not frightened. I'm just waiting to, you know, turn the TV on one day and, you know, and all bets are off. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the problem. The problem is, first of all, we should have gone all the way through to Pakistan, which was really the hornet's nest. Instead, we spent all this other time in two different countries, and we just pushed it up, and we're playing this wicked game of dominoes with one hand tied to our side anyway, as you know, because the rules of engagement are just ridiculous in the first place.
Right, because we know the ISI has always backed the radical elements in Pakistan.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely.
But we still, you know, with Hillary Clinton and you pick up news articles, our country is still sending them billions of dollars a year, supposedly to be our friend, just like we're still sending Egypt billions of dollars a year to play nice with Israel, and that's going out the window. I mean, is it wrong? Is it anti-American? Or am I a terrorist now to question my government? Because as you know, with this Defense Authorization Act that they passed, you know, now they're basically Posse Comitatus is out the window. I had the chance to speak to Jerome Corsi in 2006 when George Bush signed an appropriations bill. It was in October 2006. I'll never forget it. And I don't have the bill number in front of me, but, you know, he basically watered down Posse Comitatus as part of the appropriations bill, which piggybacked with the Patriot Act. And Obama is just standing on Bush's shoulders. So even if someone changes next year, Obama's out, which who knows if there'll even be an election, you know, our civil liberties here go down the more these people and they just don't care. They just it's one thing after another. It's the most frightening thing about his being reelected is the Supreme Court nominees. You know what where which way they're going to go. You know, it's just, I don't know.
I agree with you. I agree with you, absolutely. I think more people are, the giant has awoken, as you know, Mark, because you've listened to this show for a long time. You listen to lots of talk radio. You hear the opinions out there. I think people are getting wise to it. And the more people that are on board, I've said this before, it's like the Occupy movement. You need caller trees. You need people bugging the crap out of the Congress people, the senators, because
right.
they only care about reelection. And if you really pinch them, if you blow up their phone lines with somebody calling every 5 minutes, every 3 minutes, something will be done. Pick an issue, any issue,
yeah.
and we're going broke. We can't afford it. You said it. Why would we prop up Egypt? Why do we care now at this point? We've blown so much dough. It's outrageous.
I wonder why Anderson Cooper's not back over there saying, you know, look how great this is because Christians are being killed. the people are being slaughtered. And really, let me just say this. You always give me time, and I love you because I haven't talked to you in a while. You know, we have to call Congress and our senators. But let me tell you something. I didn't know that most of the legislation, all of it, is supposed to originate in the House and then go to the Senate. And it
right.
goes from committee to subcommittee,
yep.
and it's revamped. But I'll tell you something right now. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it. As Homeland Security, FBI, Mark from New York, you can call me. I am an American terrorist. I'm saying it on your phone line, and I'll tell you why. I believe that everybody in Congress and Senate that signed on to that bill, that voted yay on that bill, they are enemies of this country, Kate. They are enemies of this country if they think that they're going to put the military on the street to arrest a guy like me. So I'm calling myself an American terrorist because I disagree with everything that they're doing, and I have to understand why they had a 14% approval rate. But I can't call Nita Lowey, my representative, and I can't call Schumer, my senator, because even if I'm polite, you're already in a database. I've already called myself a terrorist. They're lighting all the phone lines up. They'll just come and knock on your door, and God forbid you're a licensed firearm owner, they'll take your firearms from you. We are living in a damn prison, and I can't stand it anymore. Thanks, Kate.
All right, Mark, obviously frustrated and venting. As I say, this is the place to vent. You know, he's talking about the situation in Pakistan. We've talked about that, the fact that they can't get through now, and because of the relationship with Pakistan, it's ridiculous. Gas is costing a fortune. He mentioned the number. He's right, you know, 400. You got 100,000 troops on the ground in Afghanistan. They're in the outlying areas that you don't even know where they are, and they need that water, that ammunition, that food, that fuel. So all they can do is dump it. That's exactly what they're doing, and this is what the plan was once the base was shut down across the Pakistan border. So Pakistan wants our help, wants our money, but yet is shutting us out. Give me a break.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!